Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
That sounds like a fun idea. No!
Bro, being a single mom is literally the hardest shit ever. Like, you cannot do anything. I literally got like one side of my weights wrecked at the gym because I tried to work out and they're calling me over the intercom to come get him literally after 5 minutes because he don't want to be with anybody but me.
Don't be butthurt. You did it to yourself. Okay?
Look, you got a babysitter to go to the gym? You better get a home gym, bitch, and take care of your baby. But no, that is annoying. I have experienced the whole thing of, you know, daycare is calling you at work trying to get you to pick up your kid. That's why I sent them to daycare. I have to be at work. What the fuck? It makes no sense whatsoever. But look, there's 18 forms of birth control, ma'am. You could have used one of those and you wouldn't have been in this position. You could have got married before you carried and you probably wouldn't be in this position. But I can tell by the sleeve tattoo on your arm that you're used to making terrible decisions time after time again. Time after time. Unfortunately, in the real world, there's consequences for being a constant bad decision maker. Not being able to get a good pump in because the daycare keep calling for you to pick up your kid is one of them.
And it's funny. The reason it's so funny is because when they're on top, they don't care about you at all.
Yeah, I'm the only person with him. But you literally just can't do anything. I'm literally so exhausted from work, like 90% of the time. So I don't ever get to do like a good, like real workout. And I got up trying to do a workout this evening and he don't even want to go to the kids club. This is like the third time I've tried to take him.
This fake crying, it doesn't even look genuine. Nobody cares. Nobody feels sorry for you. Nobody. Forget the gym. Just go ahead and get fat. You're already a single mom. That'll probably bring your standards down to where they should be as a single mom. See, when they still look good, they still think they could pull a top tier man. But no, it's over for that. So the sooner you lose your figure, the sooner you can, you know, be in tune with reality.
I'm not a devil, and by no means am I a monster.
It's not like to be with strangers. So it just makes it hard because I can't do anything. The only time I have help is when I'm working. But I can't ever do anything for myself. And the other parent just gets to do whatever they want. Literally whatever. You can go hang out with your friends. You can work out.
Yes! Hell yeah! Hey, come on, baby! Come on! Yes! Come on!
You can complain about how tired you are, but really, like, look at my life. Like, look what I have to do every single day.
Well, yeah, the dad can just run off, and the mom is stuck with the baby. Nobody told you that before you start effing? You know, before you start effing all the hot boys, nobody told you that's how it worked? You got to carry a baby for 9 months and they can just up and leave at any point? You didn't think that far into the future, did you? Well, most women hate thinking about the future, so you're not much different than most women.
Do you want to know a secret about women?
No.
Not really, no.
And maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but it's not about your height, your size, your weight. It's definitely not about your income.
Yes, it is.
It's about your confidence. You gonna let this little chihuahua scare you off, or you just gonna laugh and say that's cute when she's crazy?
It's not about being scared off. It's about just having common sense and not wanting to deal with insanity. Or maybe it is called being scared off, but rightfully so. It's not because they're weak men, it's because they're intelligent men.
Back the fuck up. Move the fuck back. Back the fuck up. Move the fuck back.
Did you know that 25% of women in the United States are getting treated for a mental illness? That means 75% of them are running around untreated.
Don't get me wrong, confidence goes a long way with women, fellas, I'll tell you that. She's not lying about that part. But if you have nothing else going on for you but confidence, yeah, it ain't gonna work out. Even if you do get the buns, you know, the first night because you had so much confidence, you're not gonna keep a woman around just off confidence. But, you know, my whole point of this channel is not wanting to keep a woman around because most of them are unbearable. But this is all a lie. A short, ugly guy, you know, with holes in his shoes, can't come up to her with a whole bunch of confidence and succeed with her. Like, nobody believes this.
That's what we lack. Smile and confidence. That'll take you a long way. You think I want to An investment banker? No, I want a fisherman. I want an electrician. I want a plumber. I want a builder.
Okay. She could have gotten that. She's not the worst looking woman in the world. She looks like she's in her 40s. And what's up with this whole poodle hairdo? Did you do this on purpose? It looks ridiculous. It looked like you just got done getting plowed. We all know she has, you know, come across plenty of blue collar average Joe men who would be thrilled to have a woman who's skinny and has light eyes. It's like I always say, there is no good reason for a woman to be single after 25, especially if she looked good. It's not going to be a good deal.
Oh, there is not a chance. I would bet every last dime of the Powerball.
It doesn't matter what type of man you get with, ma'am. It's not going to work out because you're not a good woman and you're not relationship material. Because attractive women who are relationship material end up in relationships and stay in relationships early on in life. So nothing about this video is intriguing. Nothing. I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head. Hey, folks. You tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos, as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
How old do you think this woman is, fellas? I'm going to say 43. Let me know your estimates below.
Get some stuff done around the house. That's sexy. That's hot. That's what we lack. That's what I like.
It's a give a fuck what you're thinking. Fuck your thoughts.
Gonna be fully honest. I went through a breakup situationship like a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm the only person that goes through this in a way of like, not the breakup situationship, but literally I can't stop thinking about the person. I literally cannot stop thinking about the guy, and I try to act cool and I try to act nonchalant and everything, but like every little thing I think about is normally about him.
Do you love her?
Yes.
Are you willing to do whatever it takes to stay with her?
No.
Right, and you're going to be thinking about him for the rest of your life. And guess what? He's not thinking about you. He doesn't care about you. He never did care about you. The only time he ever thought about you is 10 minutes before he wanted to get his nut off. And he sent you a text like, hey, you up? But no, it's not just you. Like with most things with you modern women on TikTok, you're all the same. You do the same things, you say the same things, you have the same results, you have the same feelings.
All y'all do the same shit, whether if you were some homeless shit trying to dig cigarettes out of a trash can or you living in the White House.
I'm sure there's thousands of women in this comment section who have the same diagnosis of airheadedness.
And it's not even like I was like in love with him or anything.
Yeah, you were.
It's just not, I don't know if it's like an obsessive disorder or something, but I literally think about him all the time. Is that normal? I don't think that's normal, and I don't think I should be doing that. But I mean, like, ugh.
She wanted a lick. Yeah, Randy's face tells it all.
Does any other women out there just feel like you were made to be eternally single? I just picture myself as this old lady living in this cute house, and I'm just alone, and I'm happy, and I have, like, my little animals. And just occasionally, 7 dudes come over to...
Lots of things wrong when it comes to women.
Oh yeah, I knew that part was coming. Yeah, see, women don't mind being single as long as they can get attention and D from men. You know what I mean? If they got a decent job, they can pay their bills and they can still get attention and, you know, their back blown out, you know, and they can still get some simp to come over and, you know, fix their refrigerator, then what do they really need a man for? They want all the benefits of a man with none of the downsides. And I get it. Because men want all the benefits of a woman with none of the downsides. And the guys that you screw are getting that. But see, when the looks fade, that's when your advantage goes bye-bye.
Men, I have a genuine question for you. If you were to date a single mom, like if you had no issues dating a single mom, would it matter if she had 1 or 2 kids? Like if she had 1, would you be more inclined to date her than if she were to have 2?
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
This is what it boils down to. There's only one tier of man who even considers a single mom. And that's a lower tier man who can't do any better. Who literally can't get anything else. So it probably won't make that much of a difference either way. I mean, if you're talking about the type of guys that I'm sure you want to date, it's usually going to be a deal breaker off top, no matter how many kids you have. 1, 2, 3, 4. It doesn't matter. You're a pump and dump at best to Chad and Tyrone and Long Stick Rick and All Night Mike. To the guys you see as losers, it probably won't matter that much.
So I'm going on a date and I'm not sure what to think about it, if I really want to go. But he seems very kind and nice. Let's see.
Well, the fact that he's kind and nice and you have pink hair, it's probably not going to work out. See, don't be too kind and nice to these women. They don't respect it. They see you as a punk. They see you as a foodie date. I mean, show a little interest, but, you know, don't kiss her butt. Because she doesn't deserve it. Chad's trash doesn't deserve princess treatment.
How dare you?
Is this guy going to get played? Yes, it's very likely. Should he learn this lesson the hard way? Yes, for even, you know, taking a pink-haired woman out on a date? Yeah. Some men just got to learn the hard way.
I don't want to be that guy.
So, my date didn't show up? That doesn't matter. I bought myself a pizza. I'm going to have a solo date at home. And yeah, that's how it goes.
Well, she has no problem attracting men, but the problem is she can't keep a man around because once they realize who she really is, they can't fucking stand her.
Okay, so there's clearly an epidemic of men lying about their hearts on dating apps. We've all been there, done that, and it has gone way too far at this point. So I think that we need a solution. I feel like since there's already like the selfie verification when you get like the little check mark next to your name, we need that for like height verification.
Okay, can we get a face verification that that's your real face? Can we get a weight verification? Can we get a verification that when you mark curvy, it's not really fat? Can we get a verification of your mental health status?
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.